Above everything else, what is the one thing that every parent wants their child to know? Above everything else, what is the one thing that God wants you to know? That you are loved. Everything else that God shows us, his mercy, his forgiveness, the life, death, and resurrection of his Son, his discipline and his direction, all come from the reality that God is love and that he loves you. And that simple message of God's love is going to be our message for 2019. Some of you may remember that we did it as part of our message for Lent last year. And what we've decided, actually, we want to tell this and share this with those around us. In a world where we seek out love and value in many unhelpful ways, we need to always seek out and point to the source of steadfast and enduring love. So this year, this church is going to be a loved-up church. And we are going to share that love. The plan isn't to make ourselves extra busy with loads more events, but to give ourselves time and space to marinate in God's love so that we have the aroma of his love in everything else that we do in the rest of the week. It's a bit like when I smell of chicken tandoori the day after I go to One Spice. It's that kind of effect we're after. So the invitation for this year is to come and be marinated in God's love, to seek out his love and to point to it so that others can know that they are loved by God, a God who is love. Now, to help you to remember this, guess what we're going to do? We're going to give you a packet of love hearts each. This is Richard. Richard will be joining us in about 6 months' time. And as I've said, Leanne is over there, and she will wave again, just so... There we go. Okay. Richard's wife. Chat to them both at the end of the service. Richard, I have some questions for you. You know I have these questions for you. Let's go through the questions.
Yeah, it means my answers are expected to be good, though, aren't they?
It does kind of anticipate that your answers are going to be...
Profound. They're not going to be.
They're used to me.
Oh, okay.
It's all...
Low bar.
It's all right.
Okay, excellent.
What are you currently doing and how's it going? Is my first question.
Nice, easy one to start. I'm currently studying theology in Oxford to become a curate and the curate here. I've been doing that for 2.5 years. I've got about 5 months left, so I'm nearly at the end of studying, which I'm very grateful for.
Good. How's it gone?
It's going well. Yeah, they don't seem to want to kick me out yet, and so it looks like you will be getting a curate. So it's going well. It's been really interesting, actually. It's quite a diverse community. I'm studying at Wycliffe Hall in Oxford, and it's just got a really good group of people, so some good discussions and some good community time there as well.
And where were you before then?
Before then, I lived in Salisbury for 10 years. So nearby, and worked as a research scientist in Salisbury, so most of you probably can guess where that would be.
Yeah.
May have been in the news a bit, I don't know.
What one thing would be really useful for us to know about you?
So it's going to produce a groan, this answer, I'm going to guess.
Okay, can we have it's still the prom season, so if we... If we want to groan prom in a prom-like style, yeah. You feel encouraged? You've been encouraged there by Richard?
So, I like cycling.
Way!
Which I'm pretty certain is the only reason that I've been appointed as curate. The first time I met Keith's children, they asked me the question of what do I enjoy doing. I said cycling, and I think it was your eldest said, Dad, you can't just appoint people who like cycling. So I do like cycling, and I'm also passionate about the end of modern slavery. So Leanne and I have been supporting a charity called Hope for Justice for a long time that seek to rescue victims, restore them, and reform legislation to release more. So in May 2019, on the 12th of May, I'm actually cycling the Velo Birmingham, which is 100 miles. The furthest I've so far gone is less significantly than that. I cycle 8 kilometres to college, and that's about my my distance. So yeah, I'm raising money for Hope for Justice. That's something about me. I enjoy cycling, but I'm a beginner, really.
I'm so pleased to hear that. What are you looking forward to about coming here at St. James? It's a big question.
Yeah.
Do it as you please.
So I had an answer prepared, but then since this morning, I'm actually looking forward to more prayer Pilates. I've never done that before, so I'm looking forward to that. But also, at college, I do a lot of placements, so I go around a lot of churches, which is very interesting, but it also means you don't get to know a church family very well. So you kind of form very shallow relationships with lots of people in lots of different churches. So I'm actually really looking forward to getting to know you guys, to being part of the family here. And yeah, just chatting with a lot of you. You're going to have to give me a lot of time. I am terrible with names, really bad. And I try my best and I still get them all wrong.
I just got my daughter's name wrong. Did you
notice
that?
So again, low bar. So it's good. I've got my wife's name right so far. So that's good. And actually, I do have quite a few links to St. James's already. So I don't know if any of you know a previous incumbent. He was quite a while ago, so probably not. Reverend Kenneth Brown is actually my grandpa's cousin. So there you go. Who knew? And I think some of you know a guy called Andrew Robertson, who has been my mentor. So a few links to St. James already.
Brilliant.
So I'm looking forward to being part of the family.
So, you know, the expectation is that within about a year of being here, you'll be in a position where you're excelling me. And everybody here is going, it will take less than a year. But you're not there yet.
Definitely not there yet.
So what could we pray for you in the coming months as you kind of finish off your training and college?
Two big things, really. So I've got about 25,000 words still left to write for my course. So it's very easy to know that I'm coming here to just look ahead forward 6 months and go, great, I'm done. But actually, I really want to focus well, finish my studies well. So prayers for that. I've also got two Hebrew exams. Languages is not my speciality. Science is. Language is not. So prayer for that would be great. And then also...
So you're an ex-scientist and a cyclist?
Yeah.
None of this was on the form that I read when I got up from the bishop.
Yeah, we'll have him. The other thing is obviously that we'll be moving again. Leanne and I moved to Oxford from separate places, and then obviously we'll be moving again. So things like accommodation. Currently, I think we've got a tent, so you'll see us out there in the mornings. But just a good move, good accommodation, and just feeling settled really well in Devizes as soon as possible. Because upheaving and moving is hard. So
let's pray for you now and capture some of that briefly. And then can we be encouraged as a church family to pray for Richard and Leanne in the coming months? Yeah. Dear Lord, we've heard Richard's prayer requests. We've heard the things that he's got to get through in the coming months, the essays and the Hebrew essays. So help him to be able to refocus on those, inspire him in that. And we pray for both him and Leanne as they come and join us, that they will settle well, that the house will be sorted for them, and they will settle well and soon feel part of this church family. We lift them up to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Richard.